Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today we're going to be looking at Pat and Laura. They're going to visit a kind of a high school carnival affair.
Ah.
Some stuff going on. Now, I'm from Nottingham in the UK, and one of the things that my hometown has is one of the UK's biggest fairs. It's called Goose Fair, because hundreds of years ago, like 1,000 years ago, people sold geese there. They just brought, you know, everyone brings them to the market. There's a big market for animals. And that's evolved over the years. There are still goose statues around. But now it's just a huge fair with rides, with food, with drink, with sideshow games, with all sorts of stuff. It lasts for 4 or 5 days, covers an enormous space just slightly to the south, I think, of the city centre. It's huge. Do you enjoy carnivals and that kind of stuff?
I do. I've never been to one that's dedicated to large ducks, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And people will have festivals, carnivals, things like that for almost any reason they can think of.
That's right.
Be it Oktoberfest in Germany or Carnival
You've
in
got
Rio.
The, what's the winter festival thing in, somewhere in Quebec?
There's a winter festival in Quebec City.
There's Winterlude in
Ottawa, Ontario. And in Montreal, we have a lot of our festivals during the summertime because the weather
is a little bit
warmer. And they're sort of dedicated more to art and music. We have a jazz festival and a comedy festival
as well. All right, well, let's see what Pat and Laura get up to when they go to the school carnival today.
Reading. Pat and Laura's fun day at the school carnival. Pat and Laura arrive at the school carnival.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
Me too. I love school carnivals. What should we do first?
Why don't we check out the haunted house? I heard it's really scary.
Let's hold off on that. It will be scarier once it gets dark out.
All right. Why don't we join the baseball toss then?
What's that?
It's a difficult challenge. You get 9 chances to toss a baseball through a board with numbers on it. If you score enough points, you win a prize.
That sounds simple. I have a very accurate shot, so I'm certain I'll win a surprise. Just watch.
You haven't earned any points so far.
I guess I'm out of practice. Let's try bottle up next. I'm really good at that.
I've got a better idea. Let's separate for a while. You can play that game while I get my face painted.
Sounds great. Let's meet here in an hour.
Pat and Laura go their separate ways.
All right, so the article begins with a sentence that sets up the action. It says, Pat and Laura arrive at the school carnival. So they arrive, they've just gotten there.
And Laura says, I've been waiting for this day for so long. She's obviously really excited about all the things they're going to do there.
When you've been waiting for something for so long, it gives the idea that you've been thinking about it for days or weeks or months in advance, and you're really happy that it's finally here. Well, Laura, she's excited, and Pat is too. He says, me too. And he adds, I love school carnivals. Yeah, we've used this word a few different times. Carnival, this noun basically, is a fair, a festival, a big public celebration. We wouldn't use it for, you know, like your birthday or a wedding or something like that. It's bigger than that. It involves more people than that. And it's usually for some kind of special event or for some special reason. You could do it for a cultural reason. You could do it for a holiday. You could do it for a religion, something like that. But there'll be many different things to do, many different people involved, and many, many, many more people will be coming to join in. It's just a big public party for anyone who wants to go.
Yep, sounds a lot of fun. So this one is a public party at a high school. So you'll have all the local high school students. Mm-hmm. Maybe students from other schools can come.
Family of
some
the students.
Some teachers will be there. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe you can do the thing where the teachers sit on a chair and you throw the ball. Ooh. And if you hit the target, you drop the teacher in a tank of water.
That's a fun one.
That's fantastic.
For
okay.
the students.
So there's all of this stuff going on. And then Pat says...What should we do first?
Right, that's a good question, because carnivals will have rides and games and food and probably shows, different performances, so there are many things to do, and of course, you can't do them all. So what should they do first? What's the thing you're most excited about? Well, Laura has a suggestion. She says, why don't we check out the haunted house? That's a pretty popular one, and she adds, I heard...It's really scary. So a haunted house, yeah, that's something you might find at carnivals and at amusement parks and things like that. A haunted house, it's kind of one of those rides, we would call it, like a roller coaster or a Ferris wheel. But sometimes with a haunted house, you might actually walk through it mm-hmm. or get in a little car, a train that kind of drives you through it. But the idea is it's a scary house. A haunted house is a house that has ghosts living inside. Mm. We see them in storybooks and movies. There might be one in your neighborhood, but oh, you'd have to be brave and sleep in there at night maybe to see the ghost to really know if it's a haunted house. The ones at an amusement park will just be built that way, and they'll have things that jump out at you or scream and scare you at certain times.
Grab your shoulder.
Grab your shoulder. Ew. And vampires and Dracula.
You know, spiders.
All sorts of stuff. So if you like a scare, if you like to be scared, going to a haunted house will be like sort of being in your own horror movie for a few minutes.
Yeah, Pat does like the idea of it, but he says, let's hold off on that. It will be scarier once it gets dark out.
Oh, good point.
So if you say hold off on something, you mean you want to wait and let some time pass before you do something. Let's not do it right now. Let's do it later. For example, if you had a big breakfast, you might say, well, let's hold off on lunch mm-hmm. or maybe not eat it at all because you're still full, something like that. Let's hold off on making that decision until we have more information.
So you're waiting or you're delaying until a better time comes. Mm. So Laura agrees. You know, it's kind of like watching a horror movie when there's the sun is still up. It's not quite as scary as when it's at night. So Laura says, all right, she thinks that's a good idea of Pat. All right. But then she suggests, why don't we join the baseball toss then? Now, this is one of those games, sort of a game of skill, and you have to throw something or do something, and if you do it correctly or successfully, you might win a prize, a teddy bear, or, you know, a free drink or something
candy,
like that.
Yes.
Candy, who knows what. Anyway, so this one probably involves throwing or tossing a baseball and knocking some things down.
Yeah, Pat maybe isn't quite so sure about the whole idea, mm-hmm. because if he's Pat like me, he's British, and we don't really have baseball.
Ah.
So he asks, what's that?
All right. Well, Laura explains it's a difficult challenge. Right. So she called it a difficult challenge. Well, a challenge is sort of a task or a job or something you're trying to do. And the idea is there, it's not that easy. It will take a little bit of skill or luck, or you might have to try a little bit longer than you expect. So a challenge would be, you know, learning a new language. That would be a real challenge. Becoming really good at a sport or really good at playing a musical instrument. That's not an easy thing to do. Going to the 7-Eleven and buying an ice cream, that's not really a challenge. It's an easy thing to do. So challenges are a little bit difficult. And of course, if you are successful, if you complete the challenge, you can feel proud of yourself because you did something that isn't so easy. For example, climbing this big mountain will be a real challenge. There's no easy way to get up except to use our legs and our muscles, and it'll take a long time and it'll be difficult. So that's why we call it a challenge.
So Laura goes on to explain how the baseball toss works. She says, you get 9 chances to toss a baseball through a board with numbers on it. So we use the word toss as a noun to mm-hmm. describe the game, but it's based off the verb toss, to toss something. And to toss means to throw, but usually in a fairly light and fairly casual way. So it's more like a vat sort of move rather than a really hard throw, something like that. We can toss something on the ground, we can toss something away, which means the same as throw something away. Here's another example of how we can use it. When Letitia got home, she tossed her school bag onto her bed. So she threw it in a kind of casual way, but she didn't really slam it down. So here we're tossing these balls, mm-hmm. these baseballs, mm-hmm. at a board with numbers on.
That's right. A board is just a cut piece of wood. Most of you probably know that wood comes from trees, but when we cut down a tree, then they'll use these big saws to cut the whole body, the trunk of the tree, into boards. Now, these are much easier to work with, much easier to build with, and boards will usually be quite long, not very thick, and not too wide either. And then they'll use these big machines, these big saws, to cut through. And so if you're going to build something with wood, a birdhouse or a table or anything like that, you will go and buy boards. You won't buy a whole tree. You'll buy the boards, the cut pieces of wood. For example, the boy used some boards to build a small doghouse.
Oh.
A few walls, a ceiling. Yeah.
So we're thinking flat pieces, aren't
yeah,
we? We're flat pieces of wood or something. Think of your blackboard at school or a whiteboard.
Or a whiteboard.
There are all kinds of boards. Okay, so we're throwing the ball at these nine times to hit all nine numbers, I guess.
Okay.
And the Laura adds, if you score enough points, you win a prize.
Ah.
So maybe you have to hit like 5 out of 9 or 6 out of 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the more you score, then the more likely you are to win a prize. Maybe if you take out all 9, you get the big prize.
Looks quite simple, I guess. So that's what Pat says. That sounds simple. The idea sounds pretty simple. Throw it, hit it, win. I have a very accurate shot, he says, so I'm certain I'll win us a prize. Just watch. So he's feeling very confident. I guess if you're a baseball pitcher or a cricket player or something like that, you might feel quite confident because you feel that you can throw in a very accurate kind of way. Your toss will be accurate. This adjective means precise, exact. When we're trying to hit things, if you're throwing darts or if you're throwing a ball to someone or shooting an arrow, you want to be very accurate. You don't want to get it near the target, near the person trying to catch the ball. You want to get it right in their hand or right in the middle of the target. That's what accurate is. You're not kind of getting it near or around or in the general area. You're being very, very exact and getting it right where you want it to be. For example, this old clock still works, but it's not very accurate. It doesn't tell the time on the minute. It's usually 10 or 15 minutes fast or slow. Not very useful for a clock.
No. So Pat said, just watch. And we can guess from that he's actually having a go at the baseball toss at
this
point.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, so he's throwing the balls and he said, just watch, I'll be accurate. But then Laura says to him, you haven't earned any points so far.
Oh, so maybe he threw the ball but didn't get
it. Missed a few.
He wasn't accurate.
Didn't do too well. So here then Laura says, Pat hasn't earned any points. To earn something is to get something in return for doing well or for winning. Now, we often talk about earning money by working, but you can also earn a prize by doing well.
Sure.
You were the best singer, you earned a prize. You were the fastest runner, you earned a prize. You hit all the baseball boards, you earned points, and that got you a prize. Earning points means completing an activity, answering a question correctly, something like that, and being given some points in return. Here's an example. Starla's performance in the singing contest earned her a perfect score.
Wow, okay. So yeah, we got the idea there that Pat had already tried it a little bit before Laura said that, because she said you haven't earned any prizes or points so far. Now this phrase, so far, means from when an action happened up until now. So if you're in the middle of a movie and your friend walks in, how's the movie so far? You haven't finished it. But they're kind of saying, up until now, are you enjoying the movie?
Okay, well, Pat is missing, so he kind
so
of makes an excuse and says, I guess I'm out of practice.
Oh, that's it.
Changes the subject. Let's try bottle up next. I'm really good at that. Now, if you are really good at something, this means you have a lot of skill at a particular activity. We could also say, be great at something if you're really good. Equally, we could say someone is bad at something if we're not good at all.
And if you're really proud of yourself, you might say, I'm amazing something, but you might not be telling the truth. Anyways, Laura says, I've got a better idea. Pat suggested playing a different game, but Laura wants to do something that's a little bit more different than that. She says, I've got a better idea. Let's separate for a while. Oh, okay. Well, sometimes at a carnival or a festival, you might want to separate. Why would you want to separate at a carnival? Well, if you're there with your friends, you might not want to be doing the same things that they want to do. So to separate is to go apart or to make something that was joined into two things or more. So if you're with your friend and they want to play a game, but you want to get a snack, you don't want to waste your time watching them play the game, and they don't want to come and wait in line with you to get a snack. So you'll say, I'll go here, you go there. Your group of two has now been broken up, has now been separated into two groups of one. For example, Matt separated his laundry into two piles. Yeah, if you're washing your clothes, sometimes people take the clothes that have colors, put that into one pile or one group, and take the clothes that are white and put that into another group. You separate them so they're not together. So if Pat and Laura separate for a while, that doesn't mean that they'll go home alone because they're doing it for a while. At some point in the future, they will come back together and be a group again.
That's right. For a while means for a period of time. We don't know exactly how much time that will be. We'll have to use the context to guess. So here with Pat and Laura, if they're separating, then we'll meet up later. Then maybe it's going to be 30 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe an hour. If you said if two people separated for a while and then got back together, like a romantic relationship, it could be anything from weeks to a few months. So as I said, here we're talking maybe 20 minutes, maybe tops an hour, but probably not much more than that.
It's not forever.
No.
Forever would be the opposite. Yes. They will never come back together. This is just for a while. Why will they separate? Well, Laura kind of wants to do something different. Remember, Pat wanted to try another one of those games, and Laura says, you can play that game while I get my face painted. She wants to have someone paint her face in kind of a fun or interesting or colorful way, like a clown or
Spider-Man,
an animal face or a superhero, something like that. That's what she's interested in doing, so they'll separate for a while.
Pat says, sounds great. Let's meet here in an hour. So we know they will separate for an hour.
Right, and they know where to come back in an hour so that they can join up together in their group. So it says Pat and Laura go their separate ways.
Oh, there's separate as an adjective.
That's
nice.
Right. If something is separate, it is not part of the group. So if you're a separate person from another group, that means you've broken away, you've gone off with that group. Notice when we say it as a verb, we say separate. When we say it as an adjective, it's separate. So it's a little bit of a different pronunciation.
Same spelling though.
Same spelling.
So, be careful. Verb, adjective, make sure you're using it correctly. Okay, well, it's almost time for us to separate from you guys. But before we do that, we're going to go to today's For You chat question as we've reached the end of today's article.
For You chat.
Okay, the question is, if Laura likes her face painted, Pat likes the games, what is your favorite thing to do at a carnival?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't really know. Well, I think one of my favorite things to do would be just to walk around and see what's there. I kind of enjoy people enjoying themselves. So, you know, watching people play games or go on rides or some of the shows, that would be fun. Also, you got to check out the different foods that they're selling. Even if you don't eat anything, it's always good to know what's available. What about you?
I do like the crazy rides.
You do?
I do like the experience. Something fast, something with a drop, goes upside down. So if there's anything that gives you some kind of weird sensation, then I will check it out just to see what happens. I might play the odd game. I do like the games with bows and arrows. Again, that's a growing up thing. There was a very small, like, one-day fair or carnival that happened across the road from where my parents' house is.
Wow.
And so we would go over there, we'd do little games, and they had archery. So I would practice shooting a bow and arrow, and I thought that was great. So that's one thing I do like to do. If there's a chance.
Well, you are in Nottingham, which is where Robin Hood spent some time. So if you don't shoot a bow and arrow at a Nottingham festival or fair, what are you doing there? So what about you guys? What is your favorite thing to do at a carnival? Or if you've never been, what is something that you would really be excited to try to do for the first time?
Yeah, have a talk about that, have a think about that, and we will see you again in the future. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Pat and Laura's fun day at the school carnival. Pat and Laura arrive at the school carnival.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
Me too. I love school carnivals. What should we do first?
Why don't we check out the haunted house? I heard it's really scary.
Let's hold off on that. It will be scarier once it gets dark out.
All right. Why don't we join the baseball toss then?
What's that?
It's a difficult challenge. You get 9 chances to toss a baseball through a board with numbers on it. If you score enough points, you win a prize.
That sounds simple. I have a very accurate shot, so I'm certain I'll win a surprise. Just watch.
You haven't earned any points so far.
I guess I'm out of practice. Let's try bottle up next. I'm really good at that.
I've got a better idea. Let's separate for a while. You can play that game while I get my face painted.
Sounds great. Let's meet here in an hour.
Pat and Laura go their separate ways. Vocabulary Review.
Challenge. This game is a real challenge. I'm trying, but I can't finish it. Toss. The boy and his father tossed a baseball back and forth for fun. Board. In this game, we move our pieces around on a board with pictures on it. Accurate. Steven is really accurate when it comes to shooting basketballs. He almost never misses. Earn. Whoever earns the most points will be the game's winner. Separate. The tour guide told us not to separate, but to stay together while we were in the museum.